seeking collaborations with influential people? At GZPR, we create passion-fueled collaborations that go beyond traditional representation. A performance agency that onboards new clients every month. Our focus is on POC collaborations. Contact us now at hellogzpr.com, a self-aware public relations agency exploring world perspectives with leading talents. Hello and welcome. My name is Tiffany Farag and welcome to the Get to Know You Cafe. Why is knowing another person deeply important? In an age where superficial interactions dominate our lives, the ability to authentically connect with others is becoming increasingly rare and invaluable. If you would like to master the art of getting to know others, take a look at our course. Link is available in the show description. And if you would like one-to-one coaching, please also take a look at our link in the show description. In my mission to open conversations and access deeper dialogue, I wanted to hear from you, listeners, on last week's question and discussion. Last week, Roberta Quimson and I discussed the question, how can women stop shrinking? We received a number of responses that further deepened dialogue. Today, I'll be discussing the episode and the responses that we received. So we had a number of responses from all over the world. Thank you so much, everybody, for sending in these great questions, these perspectives, these things that just sat on your minds and made you think, and things that, you know, maybe opened different doors in your mind, maybe things you weren't aware of, and then, you know, bringing something to the forefront of someone's mind when they haven't heard the question before, or perspective, or maybe new research or science, really shifts your thinking. And when you shift your thinking, you shift opportunities, you shift your relationships, you expand on your relationships, you connect deeply with people. So it's very much all about that. It's all about getting to know yourselves better, the way you think about things, your behaviors about things. And when that happens, you're able to truly get to know others. So thank you so much, everybody, for being part of this incredible community, wanting to get involved, wanting to get to know yourselves, wanting to grow your self-awareness. Thank you so much, Roberta, for that incredible conversation. What an amazing, you know, great dialogue that we had between us, and the research that you pointed out and the research that I pointed out. And it was great to be able to expand on that and talk about how much self-deprecation that a lot of women do from all different cultures, from all different backgrounds, and what it will take for us to shift that and to change it for generations to come. So yeah, it was absolutely a great conversation. Our first response is from Ethan from Bangladesh. He said, Roberta mentioned the challenges faced by women and their self-confidence starts from 5 years old. To hear the research and science behind, it helps to break barriers within myself and for women in my life. Thank you so much, Ethan. Absolutely. I think, yeah, hearing that, you know, it starts from 5 years old, and it's, you know, the what was pointed out by Roberta is that at a young age, you know, young boys are able to be boys. You know that saying, boys will be boys, and able to run around and screw, you know, and wrestle and fight and climb things and all things, all those kinds of, I guess, maybe behaviors or hobbies or just external expression of young boys that that are able to show themselves. I think that's and I think too that what was pointed out is that young girls are pat on the back when they're like, oh, you know. It's so great you're sitting so quietly and drawing, or and different genders are maybe have already a stereotype about how they should behave and when then and how they're allowed to behave. So it was great that the science was showing where it all starts and like how it all can be shifted and needs to be shifted when kids are growing up. So that was very interesting. And I think it was interesting too, because if I look at my own growing up myself, I wasn't like, I was kind of like, you know, like as Roberta was saying, oh, different genders having these different stereotypical behaviors that is acceptable. Like I was considered like what she was saying, like a tomboy, because I was very playful and wanting to, like, you know, I'd always, something funny I can remember now is, you know, when you're, it's your school uniform and you have, I always had like holes. I always would rip my pants and I always have holes in my knees because I'd be running around and fall over and they'd rip. And like I would say every week I'd need to get a new pair of pants because I'd rip them all the time. So because I'd be, you know, playing wrestling and you know, playing soccer and football and climbing and doing all of those things and falling on my knees all the time and ripping my pants. So I was definitely able to express myself in all that, you know, I was a very playful child. I would say I'm a very playful adult as well. But I was able to have that free expression and do all the things. So that was really, that's something I was just thinking about now. And I think that definitely plays a role as to my own confidence or my own ability to speak up in a room full of, even if they are mainly men or people who have assertive characteristics or people who maybe walk with their head held too high, and also speak my opinion and speak my mind and hold a room. So I think that definitely plays a role. And even I have strong role models in my life. If I look at, you know, family, even the strong role models like my grandfather and my father, like they hold a room. They're quite dominating. And I think I didn't see, men in my life as, oh, I can't be like that because I'm not. So that actually, I saw it as the same. So it gave me that will and be like, oh, I'm going to, you know, I always say it all the time. I'm like, I'm so much like my grandfather. So, that definitely it wasn't that way for me, which is quite interesting, I think, and just thinking about where a lot of that, my own will and my own wanting to be, you know, be at the table and my own ability to, like, knock on certain doors that I think a lot of people would be like, why, how would, you know, you wouldn't be able to knock on that door. You wouldn't be able to speak to this person won't give you a time of day. And I'm like, well, I'm going to do it anyway. So I think a lot of that stems from that. Thank you so much, Ethan, for sending in, thinking about that and it being on your mind and raising your thoughts. Our next response is from Jennifer from Sydney. Jennifer said, globally, it is seen among all women, among all cultures, this self-deprecation. How can we break this pattern for generations to come? Yes, it seems to be a thing that's largely, you know, in lots of women around the world. And I think depends on like your family household. And for Roberta's case, she was around also strong women, so she didn't have that. I think there's insecurities that pop up for everybody, all genders. And this insecurity is either, you know, will grow or it will dissipate or shrink, depending on the environments, depending on the people around you, depending on role models that you do have. And what I mentioned earlier, the role models that I have, I think that that insecurity of, you know, trying to knock on certain doors or speak to certain people, that insecurity it shrinks. Like in the beginning, it definitely was there. It's like, who am I to be able to, you know, to speak to this person? But then I think doing it anyway allowed me to be like, well, I'm Tiffany and I have something to offer. So I think that definitely depending on your circumstances or your surroundings and who's around you and the role models that you do have, this self-deprecation can expand or shrink. And I think that's why it's also important, let's say you don't have role models, but your friends and the people you are surrounding yourself with can also do the same. So some people are in situations where they have friends that put them down, and you know that, in my opinion, those people are not your friends. But you want to be in environments and in spaces where somebody, you know, promotes you, somebody, you know, wants you to be looked at in the limelight, or somebody, you know, when it's your own opportunity, they make it about you and not needing to like take the limelight away from you. So I think, you know, looking at your surroundings and who you're, the environments that you're in and the people that you're around, definitely will also shift that those insecurities, either make them expand or allow them to shrink. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for raising that. Our third response is from Lisa from Canada. Lisa said, you mentioned that you were inspired by a woman CEO that allowed your flame to expand and seeing your ability. Can you explain more about that? Well, thank you, Lisa. Well, yes, I mentioned Lynn Power, who I had on the podcast, which was really great to be able to meet Lynn and chat with her. And it really shifted my thoughts about CEOs. And I think a lot of us, you know, think CEOs all these arrogant, you know, assholes, but no, and not all of them are, which is great. To be able to speak with Lynn a number of times and collaborate with her and see how a true leader behaves, like see how a true leader, what was incredible to me was this person was not showing off who they were, what their success or where they've been. They were learning from the person in front of them, and also looking at every opportunity, every interaction as an opportunity to learn from, that's what a true leader and CEO is. And just the amount of respect and I have for her, and just how I think, you know, it showed me the vulnerability is an incredible strength, and having these and compassion and kindness are important, significantly important roles for somebody who has a role as a CEO and a leader and a role as a power over other people in some way. So yeah, it was incredibly, I'm always honored to be able to like chat with Lynn and be able to see these traits and learn from her. And she's been a great mentor, and yeah, it's been incredible discussions that we've had. And we talked about how we can gain resilience. We talked about how vulnerability is a critical leadership trait. We've talked about other projects, which has been incredible. And yeah, so I think, and it's definitely in that moment for me, it really slowly shifted my mind. And it, you know, it made me see, like, I had the mindset of I can do that. I can, you know, reach those places too. You know, like having that initially, that flame from me would have started from like my family, like my dad, my grandfather. But having seeing another woman in those places and so like successful in like ways that I want to be, really made me definitely allowed that flame to expand. And the first thought was, I can do that. I can do that. So yeah, that definitely, just that sentence on its own, I can do that. And it became a thing I would see more and more people in these things. I'm like, I can do that. And I am doing that in where I'm at in my way, but I can definitely do that on a, you know, a larger scale. So that was probably the shift in my head. And it's something that I didn't say before. So yeah, thank you so much, Lisa, for allowing me to express that. Well, thank you everybody for sending your responses. Always great to hear these different responses and adding to the conversation. And we all have different experiences and thinking, and it allows us to gain a clearer picture of who we are. Looking forward to next week's Get to Know You Cafe. Thank you for listening to the Get to Know You Cafe. If you enjoyed this podcast, rate, review, and share the podcast on Facebook or Instagram. You can tag me at Get to Know You Podcast. Be sure to listen to Tuesday's podcast and send in your responses for us to include next Thursday on the Get to Know You Cafe to further deepen dialogue on this topic. If you have any topics you would like us to discuss, be sure to tag me in a post with your question. Join us every Thursday on the Get to Know You Cafe.